You don't have to go to that special finance dealer to get approved. At Blue Water Chrysler, no matter what condition your credit is, they'll get you approved. Visit Moran Blue Water Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram on 24th Avenue in Fort Gratiot or online at moranbluewatercdjr.com.
Ride the wave to savings with us.
All right, 7:40 on this finally Friday morning. Joining us right now is the interim administrator controller for St. Clair County, Tom Hall. Tom, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Doing well, thanks. They put that interim tag on your title at the beginning of the year when you took over for Carrie Hepting after she retired. And some talk last night at the county commission meeting about commissioners taking the interim away and making you the permanent replacement. What do you think of that?
Correct. Yeah, no, I'm excited. Getting the opportunity to kind of lead St. Clair County, it's been a privilege, to hear, the support that the commissioners would like to explore that. I'm very grateful for the discussions, letting the commissioners know that, any opportunity that I have for, change or feedback, lots of things I'm still learning. It's a new day every day I step into the office. So, certainly willing to kind of listen and learn and, see what I can do to be a positive impact from that position.
A new role, but really not new to the county. You've been working in county government for quite a few years now.
Correct. Yeah. No. So this is my 13th year with St. Clair County. I spent the majority of my career in the juvenile justice system. So kind of worked from a staff member to an administrator to the juvenile court director into Carrie Hepting's deputy administrator controller position. And then obviously when Carrie retired in December, I'm stepping into the interim administrator controller position. So it's been a journey over the last 13 years.
Yeah, so certainly stuff you're familiar with, but, a new role too.
Yeah, it's an opportunity, right? So, being a department head within the county and the courts, you work with the commissioners on that level as a department head. You get to know the elected officials. You get to know other department heads, you learn to work collaboratively and cooperatively. So from this position now, kind of seeing it top down, I kind of know what each department head or each staff member is going through. Yeah. And I think that provides for good relationships.
A couple of the departments that have gotten a lot of attention lately, the health department, mm-hmm. some contracts, I think, coming up for approval. Is that right?
Correct. Yep. So commissioners kind of directed me to draft a couple of different sets of contracts, to explore some options, hoping to have everything, ready for consideration at the board level. I know that they are looking to have it, considered and recommended by the Advisory Board of Health, and then obviously adopted by the commissioners. So,
and animal control has gotten a lot of attention as well. What's happening in animal control? What's the future hold for animal control?
Yeah. Yeah. I think the commissioners, are specifically looking at making sure that our processes kind of meet the legal standards. There's a desire to have sworn officers lead criminal investigations, but have animal control be the supporting agency. So a lot of the public comment last night was, discussing, whether or not sheriff's deputies should be able to handle animals. that's not the case. That's not going to be the vision. Mm-hmm. Animal control staff are going to be there kind of hand in hand with sheriff's deputies as the sheriff's deputies lead the investigation, the criminal investigation. Animal control is going to be there to support them and work with those animals. So trying to have this cooperative, relationship between the two departments and do what each department does best. Like I said, the sheriff's department, sworn officers, MCOL certified, they have the opportunity to lead the criminal investigation. They file the warrants. They do, all of the criminal legal processes, work with the prosecuting attorney, make sure that chain of evidence is done. Any seizure of evidence and all those things. But really, once those decisions are made, if there's a determination that animals need to be held for safety, animal control is going to take that part over. So I think that was the part that I had heard from the public comment was making sure that our animals are cared for. And that's not going to change. We're still going to look at having, animal control play that role of working with the animals.
Is that going to involve having more people working for animal control or different people in place? I know there's also been talk about, expanding or finding a new building for animal control.
Sure. And I think those are still good questions. I think we still have to have some direction from our Board of Commissioners regarding what they want to see with the building. But I don't see an expansion. I just see, kind of a refocus. I see the animal control department kind of changing some of the processes but still having the same positive impact. I would like to see animal control, you know, have more of a positive facing focus, you know, that they're able to really capture, those sheltering opportunities where we're trying to have adoption events and we're getting animals out and, we're having a positive interaction with the public. I think that's the focus of the commissioners too, is to really shift, those criminal investigations, away from the department, and on the appropriate department with sworn officers. So.
Talking with Tom Hall, interim administrator controller for St. Clair County, likely soon to be administrator controller, not in the interim term. What else is occupying your time? Budget work, I'm sure, is probably a constant there, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, no, and I've got a great finance director in Dean Alderdice. Just being able to work with her, kind of learn, a lot of the things. And again, I've had an administrator role within the county before. So being able to shift that role from maintaining the budget or building my own departmental budget to overseeing the entire county budget, it's been a transition. There's a lot of different things that the county does where, you say, oh, I didn't realize that, or I didn't see that mm-hmm. at the time. So just continuing to soak in all of that information, to make sure that we are fiscal responsible, so that we are, protecting the assets of the county and making sure that, we're doing what the constituents and the board is directing, us to achieve.
It's a big job. You seem to be enjoying it, though.
I do. Like I said, it's a big challenge. As I've stepped into different positions in my career, it's came with, different rewards, different challenges. But it is. It's exciting from this position. Just the opportunity to impact and lead at a larger level has been a good experience. It's been very positive. It's well received. I've heard, good things from, the people that I've worked with in regards to kind of what I bring as a leader. So just hoping to continue to expand on that and continue to make those positive impacts.
All right. Well, we appreciate the update. Door's always open. We'll see you again soon. All right. Take care. Tom Hall with us here on WPHL. Let's check weather real quick.